A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow us." Jesus replied, "Do not prevent him. There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me. For whoever is not against us is for us." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. John seems to have assigned himself the role of disciple police. He has earned the uniform, hasn't he? If you are one of our group, one of us, then it is fine to drive out demons. But if you are not one of us, what you are doing is suspect. The unasked question is, where do you get the authority? Unspoken are thoughts such as, I have left everything to follow Jesus. I have walked with Jesus from Galilee throughout the Decapolis and Samaria. I have been at his side as it got testier and testier to be with him and risking everything as they throw him out of synagogues. I have risked, sacrificed, and changed my entire life to become one of his disciples. You haven't. Who are you anyway? Where do you get your authority? Where do you get the right? I, too, have been in John's state of mind. Call it some kind of competitive consciousness. Perhaps it is a natural effect of the 21st century. Perhaps it is simply a part of the human condition. I understand John's indignation. That, after all, you are not one of us. You have not paid your dues, proved your trustworthiness. Get in line first. Jesus stops both of us in our tracks. Jesus seems to say, wait a minute. Have you missed the heart of the good news? The salvific love of God is not confined by any sort of boundaries. This is not about me or you or who gets credit or if the rules, rituals, whatever are followed. Get a grip. The demon is gone. Healing has occurred. A soul is freed. Grace is ushered into the world. John, this is the good news. It is not about me, my name, my group, you, your name, your group. It is about the unbridled, saving love of the one who calls us all into being. It is a love that knows no in-groups or out-groups, a love that knows no qualifiers, no standards to be met. The good news is about a completely gratuitous love, fully given, full measure, flowing over. It is about a God who becomes human, defying all boundaries, rules, and laws. When you see this love present, healing, restoring, don't get in the way. Don't question it. Be grateful. Be grateful that love has found a way in. Be grateful that love got there ahead of you. Be grateful that love proves once again its power to surprise, to initiate, to surface with or without your help or mine. Whatever we do today, Let's not get in the way of where God breaks in. Let's not miss the mighty deeds of gratuitous love because it isn't in the package we anticipate. Whatever you and I do today, let us do with a consciousness expectant of love anywhere, anytime, anyhow, with or without our help.